Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. Maggie and Perloff will get you set for Monday Night Football. Little Giants Cowboys comes your way in just a little bit. But we are reacting to what we saw yesterday, Perloff. And there's a few teams after 3 weeks that you feel really maybe pleasantly surprised by. Mm-hmm. And then some other teams that you're feeling slightly panicked by and slightly or full-blown panic, however you want to put it. Let's start with this, with the good stuff.
Okay.
I'm pleasantly surprised by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and how could you not? I feel like a maroon now for not picking them to win the AFC South. It looks like they are one of the most talented teams, and Trevor Lawrence looks incredible. So, you know, the fact that they could go cross-country to beat, yes, it is a very banged-up Chargers team, but I thought that showed a lot of, I don't know, I mean, I'm not expecting young teams to travel well. That's always seems like the last piece of the puzzle. This team looks like now it could be ahead of schedule, where I thought this could be like a slow, you know, sort of work out some growing pains, but they look like a playoff team to me.
Ooh. Yeah, I noted to you earlier, they're 7-point dogs against the Eagles, and the Colts are still heavy favorites to win that division in Vegas. I don't know. You really... Yes, it's pleasantly surprising. But then again, they've also had moments that are definitely a little bit worrisome. Do you really see them as red? That's a question. To be a playoff team, you might have to win 10 games. Are they going to be able to string this together? Definitely have the talent. Doug Peterson's a miracle worker.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence is great. I love Travis Etienne, too. I love their two-headed running back monster. I don't know. I feel like I'm doing the same thing I am with the Dolphins, where I'm refusing to see it. But I still think there's a long way to go. And I think a lot of people are with me, because the Colts are minus 105 to win that division. And the Colts have not looked great.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes Vegas will do this where, because it's like, I don't want to say like a legacy or like a team that historically has performed well, even though I know the Colts didn't make the playoffs last year, but they still are going off of that. Where if you look on the field and you watch the Colts, and yes, I know that they beat the Chiefs yesterday, but you watch the Jags, I feel like, I don't know, that would be a pick 'em game to me if it was between the Jags and the Colts. So,
But the Colts defense is all of a sudden getting a lot more healthy than it was for the Jags. I feel like the Colts, when they're all assembled, will be a better team.
I know, but the Jags defense is good. They shut out Indy last week and they held the Chargers to 10 points yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, the theory is that Indy's just going to get better and better. And so Shaq Leonard is a huge part of that defense too. I don't know. I mean, hey, bet the Jags. I think it's really close. And also, I don't think we should say goodbye to the Titans, because we've done that before.
Yeah, and they always hang around.
So, yeah, they always hang around. The division is so weird. Okay.
This is what got me in trouble with the Jags fans yesterday. You tell me if you think this was worthy of having just like a wave of Jaguars fans just harass me on Twitter. Okay, ready? I said, the Jags look awesome. They also have back-to-back number one overall picks, 4 top 10 picks in the last 4 years, 6 first-round picks in the last 3 years. They spent more than $100 million in free agency. They hired a Super Bowl-winning head coach. They should look awesome. How did that get me in trouble?
Yeah. Well, that's a sort of a bunch of backhanded compliments. And also,
making the most out of it. They're building through the draft, and they're spending money when it's appropriate to spend money.
That same formula has not worked a million times. The Detroit Lions have been following that formula for years.
Well, I mean, but the Jags are making the most of it, you know?
Yeah, just having a bunch of number one picks doesn't usually mean much. I mean, they did lose to Carson Wentz. I'm telling you, this is not This movie is not over.
Week one on the road. I'm not going to overreact to that. Okay, who are you pleasantly surprised by?
Okay, actually, I've been pleasantly surprised because I thought it was over. I thought when the Browns lost to the Jets, it was done. And they, of course, they beat a really, really bad Steelers team.
Yep.
But it's the way they did it. Nick Chubb dominating on the ground. And then the Browns have this schedule. They have Atlanta next. They're probably going to be 3-1. And then they have the Chargers, which is now at home. Could be a 4-1, but the Chargers are not themselves.
Yep.
And then you have the Patriots with Mac Jones' high ankle sprain. The Browns might have like a 7-3 record when Deshaun Watson gets back. I can't believe it. I don't think they're a great team. I think that defense is still a mess. We even saw against Pittsburgh, Trubisky was moving for a while. But there is a reality of the situation is they could have a really good record, and I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that was bleak, what happened with the Jets. To lose in that way, to lose at home, to lose to Joe Flacco. But then, you know, that created a real sense of urgency with the defense, especially with the secondary. So, in some ways, maybe it was like a loss that makes you focus up, you know?
Exactly. So. I mean, they have some harder games down the schedule, but they have a really good chance of being in decent position. Now, here's the question. Deshaun Watson hasn't played in 2 years. Is he going to be able to come in and be at full speed by the first time he plays? Is he even going to be better? I've seen a lot of headlines now, should the Browns stick with Brissett? So that should be interesting.
What publications are you reading? That?
Well, I mean, the reason, you haven't seen any of the Brissett talk?
No.
Oh, I think it was Mike Florio. Like, a lot of people are getting into this.
Should they stay with Brissett? I did not see that coming. Okay.
I mean, how is Deshaun Watson going to come off the bench?
You paid the guy $250 million guaranteed. He's definitely starting.
He's definitely, well, okay.
230, pardon me.
But it's not necessarily going to look good. Anyway.
I'm slightly panicked. So let's go to the flip side there.
Yeah.
I'm slightly panicked about the Chargers. And I'm actually more than slightly. I'm extremely panicked. First of all, Justin Herbert and the broken rib cartilage was startling enough. Now we find out today, we saw him leave the game yesterday, but Rashawn Slater, left tackle, it looks like he's going to be out for the season. It's just such a bummer. And Joey Bosa also left the game with a groin injury, although I don't know if we have an update on that. Just such a bummer for a team and a quarterback and just like everything that seemed like things were going to really break right for them. And now you look at the rest of the AFC West, and it's like, all right, like, who is going to take this division? Stu's Raiders can't win a game. Sorry, Stu. Denver is, at least the offense is not striking fear into anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, the Chiefs lost a bad game. They looked sloppy yesterday, totally disorganized on the road against the Colts. And then the Chargers, this could have been shaping up to be a really nice season for them. And I don't know now. I mean, who knows? Does a quarterback who's dealing with this kind of injury miraculously like get better as the season goes on? I mean, I guess he heals up, but I just think every time he's out on the field, he's probably re-injuring it in some way.
It looked bad. I don't know, were you guys yelling at the screen, get him out of the game early on?
Yep.
My buddy Greg Rosenthal at NFL.com said this is the most impactful non-quarterback injury in the league, Rashawn Slater.
Ow.
Because they have no depth behind him at left tackle. I was like, oh no, that's the last thing I want to hear. Because I thought Justin Herbert was falling apart. We've seen this movie with the Chargers. You know, Derwin James always gets hurt.
Yep.
To me, when Joey Bosa left the game, the Chargers should have just ran to the locker room. Because I love him, and he's bad. My panic team is going to be a team that looked really bad last night. And it's not just that. The Niners lost at Denver. You go to Denver, it is a really hard place to play.
Of course.
It's thin air. You know, Denver has a good defense. But they have the Rams this week on Monday Night Football. And they lost that week one game to Chicago, where we didn't want to read too much into it because of monsoon. But they're staring down the barrel of 1-3. And there are a lot of people's Super Bowl picks, including mine. And now I just... Slight panic? No. Full panic? Maybe.
You have been on the 49ers in several different ways. Super Bowl, the Trey Lance bandwagon that you were the leader of.
Yeah.
All these things aren't
going
right.
Which is picking up again now that Jimmy G looks terrible.
Wait, does the Shanahan dominance over McVay reset?
I hope so.
After last season?
That's a good point. I sure hope so. I mean, the Rams have not looked dominant, so maybe they can make a close game. Then they get Carolina and Atlanta. It's going to be tough. San Francisco better be careful here because this season feels like you get away from them. Last night was sloppy.
Yeah, the defense still looked good, though.
Yeah,
or maybe the Denver offense is just not very good.
Yeah, Fred Warner's great. Nick Bosa's great. They have a lot of good parts, but they got to get something out of their offense. And that's another team that they seem to get injured all the time as well. I don't know. Random question. When a team has an injury history year after year after year, is it the team, bad luck, or is there something going on with the training? It sure seems like the Chargers run into trouble. It sure seems like the Niners.
And the Niners do too. Well, I mean, how scary is that? Think about this if you're Justin Herbert, right? We know that Tyrod Taylor is suing the team doctor, the person who administered the shot that collapsed Tyrod Taylor's lung. So now the same person is sitting there and be like, well, all right, here we go. We're going to administer the shot. Samter said, was Chris Mortensen was tweeting about this, that Justin Herbert had to sign an extra waiver before the team doctor did. What are we doing? Like, imagine if that's you. Would you even take the shot? You'd have to if you want to play. Stu's shaking his head. You wouldn't take the
shot. No shot, no.
And you just wouldn't play.
I guess not. No, I'm not taking that shot.
I love the Chargers. I forgot who, maybe it was Mortensen who reported this too, said the Chargers were encouraging Herbert to take the long view. I'm like, yeah, how persuasive were they on that? Hey, please think about your health. Like, I bet that probably lasted 30 seconds. I don't think they were really putting the hard sell on him to not play yesterday.
Is it me? I mean, listen, I know that Tyrod Taylor is like suing the team over what happened, but like, I feel like these guys get shots all the time in their ankle and their arms, probably in their chest for various rib or cartilage issues. I feel like the Tyrod Taylor was like the exception to the rule rather than like something that happens often. So this whole thing with Justin Herbert, like, yeah, shoot me up. Let me in there.
Oh, you think that it's like it wouldn't happen twice?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the odds of that are so slim.
Yeah, the odds
of
it happened the first time, I feel like, you're, and now, according to Mortensen, like, they're using ultrasound imaging to monitor the administration.
Where was that the first time with Tyrod Taylor? He's got to be like, wait, there was ultrasound imaging that you guys could have been using to make sure this guy didn't collapse my lung and no one thought to use it? I get what you're saying. It's like, what are the odds that this would happen two times? But if that's you getting the shot, you don't want to find out.
I'm looking back at the original Tyrod Taylor story. He had cracked ribs, like, pretty much same thing as Justin Herbert. The injection that Taylor received is not entirely uncommon, but it carries a risk because a doctor injects without seeing where the needle is going. This is from 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess they I don't know if it was from that incident, but they learned that they better have a needle going in here.
Also, I don't think shots in your chest are all that common.
Oh, I think... Like,
really?
I mean, for cracked ribs.
For cracked ribs, but like where... What? You're never... When I think
that's where the ribs are.
If we were doing Family Feud and they were like, top five answers on the board, name a place where you get a shot. Weigh in. Arm. Butt. Where else?
How long was Tyrod out for? Was it like a couple weeks, a whole season? I don't remember.
Well, I don't think he ever got his job back because Herbert took over.
Right. But how serious is a punctured lung? That sounds bad. I don't know much.
I think it's really serious.
I think he was back in a few weeks, though. I don't think it was that bad.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll see him tonight. He's the backup quarterback to Daniel Jones.
You guys know he's suing for lots of money.
Yeah, he should. It seems like malpractice. I don't know.
It's said that there's a risk when you do it. The fact that these NFL players get shot up all the time is kind of crazy. It feels like, and that Tua can get a concussion and just keep on playing and not even go in protocol.
They're saying that is not a concussion.
There's so many, and also the other thing, everything they say about making this sport safer, it's all a lie. The sport is crazy dangerous still.
No, we know. We see it every week, and I hope we don't become callous to it, but it's kind of, it's just a very difficult sport, comes with the territory. That sounded really insensitive. 855-212-4CBS. I didn't mean it to sound that way. 855-212-4227. Andrew is in Pennsylvania, wants to talk about the Jags. Drew, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing excellent. What's on your mind?
I just know that they've been the laughing stock in the NFL for a few years now, but man, they looked good this weekend. Only giving up 55 yards on the ground per game, first in the NFL in interceptions. I mean, does this defense look similar to what they looked like a couple years ago when they were in the playoffs in the AFC Championship game?
Ooh, with Jalen Ramsey and all those guys, that's high praise. You think they're there yet?
I mean, they're getting pressure with Walker and Josh Allen. They're getting pressure. I mean, Foyer and Devin Lloyd are dominating the linebacker position. And, I mean, the guys in the secondary are playing well, too. I mean, they're only giving up 10 points in two games. That's pretty good.
You know, Andrew, it's a great point. Thank you so much for the call. I just had a thought that went through my head. What if Josh Allen ends up putting together this really amazing season and the Jags' Josh Allen wins an award before the Bills' Josh Allen? Like, who would have had that?
What if the Jags make the AFC title game?
Before the Bills.
And the Bills make it and it's a Josh Allen versus Josh Allen battle.
I'd love it. That'd Actually, I wouldn't. Cool. The Jags would be really difficult.
Okay. Wait.
And the Bills lost to the Jags in the playoffs not too long ago.
I want to pull
Actually,
something.
Ironically, with Tyrod Taylor as their quarterback.
Maggie's afraid of the Jags.
It all comes full circle.
Maggie's afraid of the Jags and Dolphins and worried because the Chiefs gave up a game with the dome. Where, you know, Indianapolis never loses when they pull the dome off that stadium.
Is that right?
Come on. The Chiefs and the Bills are so far ahead of all these teams. They're so far ahead.
What do we even know about the Jags, though?
We know the Chiefs have been to the title game five years in a row.
No, I'm scared to death of the Chiefs, but, I mean, we don't even know the Jags yet. They're just scratching the surface on what they could be.
You just said I'd be really scared of them in an AFC title game.
Yeah.
That seems like hyperbole.
Well, the last time the Bills played the Jags in the playoffs, they went down to Jacksonville and scored 3 points. So, you know, I've got recent history here.
Oh, my. All right. Okay. Is there who are you not afraid of? The Texans? If they play the Texans, it should be them, right?
Well, another sore spot, if you're going to bring that up, which was the Bills had a 14-point lead on the Texans when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback and ended up losing. That was Josh Allen's first ever playoff game.
Okay.
So I got bad history with every team in the AFC is what I'm telling you. And most of the NFC.
Is there any team, player, or date, month of the year that I can bring up without some random Bills loss associated
with it? I really thought you were trolling me about the J.P. Lawson thing about going out the back of the end zone, and you had no idea that he had ever done that.
Yeah. I mean, Maggie, not that you think a little differently, but nobody cared about the Music City Miracle. You're like, this is the biggest revenge game in the history of the NFL. And I'm like, over what? Well, I mean, that huge
How far
loss,
back do you want to go?
That huge regular season loss last year. What? Who cares?
When you're not close, everything matters.
You just take everything. You got to take a bigger view on the Bills. You just have to pull back, Maggie.
Why? Everyone in the country is telling me they're great. They're like, yeah. This is a Super Bowl. You got nothing to worry about. Gassing my head up, this and that. Of course it's going to make me feel nervous.
I'm going to play a little armchair therapist real quick here. You have such a problem with Ken Dorsey, the Bills OC, trashing his room. Because you know that is you. That is you. And you're like, act like an adult. You know you do not like act like an adult when it comes to the Bills. You become a petulant child because you lost a game to Miami in 140 degrees heat with 17 players hurt and still outgained them by 400 yards. And you're trying to make, and I love that you're trying to be cool about it. But secretly, you're like, well, just if Isaiah McKenzie had run out of bounds, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
You know, this is why I don't have a ring. I don't have a security system in my house because it can't inadvertently pick up me trashing my own home when the Bills lose. Now, of course I don't do that. I couldn't do something like that. I'm a mom, guys. I can't do things like that. I'm picking up stuff. I'm not trashing it. That's the worst part. If I trash it, I know I got to clean it up.
So take us inside the living room real quick. I know you weren't on that treadmill that you bought. I know that wasn't happening.
No comment.
I know you were on that treadmill you're going to watch on Sundays. So what was it like when they ran out, you know?
The treadmill mocks me more than you guys do.
When they ran out of time, what was your reaction? Did you yell?
No.
Did you curse?
No. You guys know me. I head in the hands. Just
silence.
Yeah. Just silence.
All right.
Yeah. That it was like that.
That takes composure.
I can't. Just my soul leaves my body for a second. It's that composure. There's nothing else I can do.
Your soul? Okay, this is what I mean. It's a week 3 loss to a division opponent at the division opponent's house, and your soul left your body?
It would have left yours, too. That was a crazy game.
It would not have left my body. It would have stayed in my body. Maybe a playoff loss, like last year when you lost
to your toes or something.
Yeah. Like when, do you guys remember when the Bills lost to the Chiefs last year? That was crazy. There were only 13 seconds left in the game. All you had to do was kick it in the end zone. Yeah, no, seriously. Seriously. Like they had the game won, Mike. I don't know if you remember.
You know what? I love this. Let's turn the Bills into an underdog somehow, right? Where you guys are all mocking, like I'm taking everything too seriously, yes. And then somehow I can trick myself into thinking the Bills are not the runaway favorite.
No, we all think that. You are the one who thinks the Jags are going to knock them out of the AFC.
All right,
we're all into the Bills. You're the one who's always looking for the glass half full thing when it comes to your football team. And you're not like that in the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm an optimist for everyone else. I came in, I was like, Perloff's Eagles, this looks great. You guys are doing awesome.
Yeah. You think the Jags are basically the 72 Dolphins.
I'm about to go bet them on FanDuel or on DraftKings right now. And maybe my Cowboys bet's not looking too bad. We'll see how it goes tonight, knock on wood. Cowboys plus 190 to make the playoffs.
I don't know. That NFC looks a lot better than you thought.
That might be true.
Yeah.
That's true. 855-212-4CBS. I'm not really a glass half full kind of person.
By the way, if the Giants and the Eagles are both 3-0, that is bizarre world. That would be the weirdest thing.
Yeah, well, football's stupid. Football's but we so love stupid. It. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up, a major change coming to one sport's mainstay. But is it for the better? We'll get to that in just a moment. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, a little Super Bowl halftime act. We'll get to that in a second. This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com, via Westwood One station streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. All sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm watching halftime, Maggie, and all of a sudden the Fox guys are talking about Rihanna hosting the Super Bowl halftime act.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be a more formal announcement or a bigger deal made of it.
It almost put it on an Instagram post.
Yeah.
That goes today as a PR post.
Well, usually if something happens in the NFL offseason, NFL Network schedules 3 weeks in advance before they're going to announce it. So I thought it was a sneaky thing. And I get everyone was presuming that it might be Taylor Swift because Pepsi was out of the halftime act. Now, it turns out that Taylor Swift was not invited, according to the NFL.
All right. I think she's going to be okay, though.
This is not my place to say. But I don't feel like Rihanna is the freshest act for the Super Bowl halftime act. I feel like her moment was a few years ago, and now she's more of a Gwyneth Paltrow-type entrepreneur.
I know she's a billionaire. Makeup line?
She's a billionaire. I just don't feel like this is the most happening act, and I'm not the person to say, I get it, yeah, she makes sense.
And we go to all things cool, Andrew Perloff, for commentary. You know, I think she's going to drop a new album, first of all. I don't know if she'd do the halftime show without dropping a new album, because usually that's a great promotion, but she's got enough hits that you could make an amazing halftime show just with a Rihanna retrospective. Like, that's how good she is. I mean, listen, last year it was like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, you know, Mary J. Blige. It was a lot of acts who hadn't put out new music recently, and it was awesome. People loved it. Rihanna's got so many good hits. I mean, Stu just played one. We Found Love coming back into the break. It's such a banger. So I think it's
like
going to be 12 great.
12 years ago, though? I don't know.
I mean, at one point they had, you know, Tom Petty up there.
I hear you.
He wrote those songs in 1970. Like, it's not about that. I think it's about, can you get the audience grooving, and can you bring in, like, you know, keep the non-football audience and maybe bring in more. Rihanna definitely
so
does
my,
that.
So my kids are really into music.
Yeah.
And they're probably, my daughter's 12.
And 12 and 11.
10. 12 and 10.
Close enough.
Yeah. Now, I think that they're big Rihanna fans, yeah. But I think Taylor Swift would have been more exciting. But Olivia Rodrigo would have been, that's probably not quite enough.
Maybe she makes an appearance. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be Ariana
Grande.
We know how it goes.
I just feel like, I mean, it's been a long time since Rihanna's had an album. So, okay, I guess, yeah, it's definitely a good pick, but there's not going to be a huge tuning factor to me. It's not going to be like, oh my God, guess who's playing? Like Lady Gaga, because of her spectacular shows, like you thought, oh, there's going to be props here. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. I think Rihanna's a really good live show. She's known for being a good live show.
Okay. All right.
I've never seen her live.
I love her voice. I think she's incredible. What do you guys think? Is this something that you're excited for at halftime?
The halftime show for me, I'm not as... last year I was geeked out because, like, that's my jam. Like, Rihanna's cool. I enjoy Rihanna, but, like, Rihanna's not, like, my go-to music choice. Give me, you know, AC/DC at halftime.
Oh, boy.
I'd be all in on that.
Yeah, that'd be
a little
cool.
Thunderstruck. That's going to get you all pumped up.
You can hear that in every NFL arena across this country, every game.
Exactly. They play it during every game, so why not play it at halftime?
Because it's already played out. Stu, you're the youngest one in the room.
It's fine. It's not anything that's going to really drive me to watch. I'm not going to walk away and not watch it.
Who would have? Not AC/DC for Samter. That's just making...
But let me throw some names out. You guys tell me if they would have been more interesting. Okay, Drake?
He could perform. Like, they could have multiple artists.
Well, he's not going to be...
Drake and Rihanna have a very long history together.
Okay. Doja Cat, I know, is red hot right now.
No.
Nah. She
doesn't have enough songs.
I couldn't name a single one.
Justin Bieber?
I'm not a huge Bieber fan, but I would probably watch a Bieber show over Rihanna at halftime. Bieber, I feel like, would be more like, interesting, entertaining.
The person of the moment right now is Harry Styles.
Well, Harry Styles, too.
But
Taylor Swift is also still of the moment. That last album was a gigantic thing.
I don't know. I like it. I'm excited. I love her song, so I think it's going to be really great, and I think she's definitely going to bring it. I bet it's going to be very provocative.
My other thing also is just, like, you talked about Drake maybe making an appearance. I feel like a halftime show, there needs to be multiple acts, right? You can't just have, like, one person up there with whatever they're doing. Like, there has to be a variety of people who come in. We had Dre, Snoop, and Eminem.
Now we become accustomed to a certain lifestyle with our halftime shows, which is, like, we need a lot of people up
Bruno
there.
Bruno Mars had the Red Hot Chili Peppers jump in there. Like,
Hot Chili Peppers whose instruments were not plugged in.
But I think that's
detail schmetail.
That trend had died a little bit. Because remember, Beyonce had, like, seven different acts. I think Chris Martin was up there. They had all sorts of things going on. But then The Weeknd had nobody.
Because it was the middle of the pandemic. I think they were not
bringing
multiple. And
Timberlake had nobody.
Didn't Timberlake have Janet Jackson?
No.
Or was that the other way around?
Timberlake did one like 3 years ago. He didn't have anybody. And they didn't bring... Well, I guess last year they had some surprises. But there were a few where they weren't doing the special guests. And remember Bruno Mars played like six in a row, basically?
Only seems like it.
No, he did. He was at three, I think.
He's excellent. I mean,
he's excellent,
listen,
but come on, let's get something different and exciting.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah, no, he's harmless. That's the best thing you can say. I'm just saying something
different. Rihanna might be, you know, she has a little bit of an edge. I like that. Eh. You know? I don't know.
She doesn't have an edge anymore.
I don't know how you could be disappointed.
She's cool. Yeah, I'm not like disappointed,
but she's not edgy or cool anymore. I'm telling you, she is so mainstream right now.
Yeah, she's fine. She's cool. But like, she doesn't move the needle. She's fine. She's cool. I'll watch it. I'll enjoy it. But it's not like, you know.
And here's the thing about the NFL. They've got us. It's not us that they're worried about. We're watching that game no matter what.
Right. And I don't think Rihanna is getting the other people. I think maybe in 2016 she was. I just am surprised.
What if she drops another album?
Maybe. I mean, Cardi B, that would be edgy.
Ooh.
Something like that. That I'm telling you, like, there's no ooh factor But yeah. Maybe it's a new album, but she feels kind of established to me.
Yeah, the ooh factor. Cardi B would be ooh factor.
Yeah, but like you guys are forgetting who, like Madonna, all the other older acts that they've had. Like they're
yeah,
not,
but Madonna,
the NFL
survey.
Is not worried about having the most cutting edge person. And,
Madonna's
or group.
Pretty cut, not cutting edge, but Madonna is certainly controversial in her own right.
Of course, but like at the time when she was doing the halftime show, it's not like it was 1992 Madonna Blonde Ambition Tour.
Gaga was. I mean, Gaga was, you know, controversial in her own ways and doing her own little thing. And, you know, I feel like they kind of do a mix. They've gotten caught and burned a few times, but at the end of the day, you know.
No, she's definitely not bad. No, there's no, like, there's no, it's not bad, but it's not like.
When was the last album J-Lo had put out?
Oh, I know.
It doesn't matter. J-Lo is in the news. J-Lo is just, she's J-Lo.
And she was excellent. Her and Shakira were awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but J-Lo, in 30 years, J-Lo could do the halftime show, and I'd be into it also.
You're the only person who messed J-Lo.
I had, when I worked for DirecTV at my old job, we had to go see a J-Lo concert. Oh, my God, it was so dumb.
What do you mean dumb?
Her music is terrible,
right,
too,
so,
by the
so
way.
So I'm on a J-Lo fan. I went to a J-Lo concert.
Music.
Yeah, I went to a J-Lo concert with my wife. She dragged me to it for her birthday. It was like one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Oh,
and I'm like,
such a dumb show.
I'm going through it. And I'm like, these are all J-Lo
songs.
What was
dumb about it?
The songs were, I mean, it just like, it looked like J-Lo was playing a J-Lo act. It was a DirecTV concert.
What do you think the Rolling Stones are doing? You don't think the Rolling Stones are doing a Rolling Stones act? You think Mick Jagger's really doing out there fresh moves? It's the same stuff since 1968.
He's got to move like Jagger.
Yeah, I don't know. And I didn't particularly like that Shakira. That I don't remember
that was
a single
awesome.
Thing.
But at
I would
some
put
point,
that as a lower third memorable Super Bowl act.
I don't know. I mean, at some point, every person who becomes that famous becomes a bit of a caricature of themselves. That's every person. Want to know why? Because it's schmoes like us who only want them to play the hits.
Well, yes. And I think there's also two parts of the halftime show. There's the ooh factor of like, here's who's performing. Ooh, I can't wait to see. And then the actual performance itself. Like, the performance of Shakira and J-Lo was fine.
I thought it was good.
It was good. But the ooh factor of like, man, Shakira and J-Lo, like, I can't wait to see this. Like, there's an ooh factor for the buildup, not as much for the performance. I don't really care about the performance. I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to be honest. I've never heard of an ooh factor. I think that's something Safter made up today.
I think Perloff made it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. An ooh factor? You mean a wow factor?
Yeah, I like ooh factor better.
You moved the letters around.
Ooh.
It's an
wow factor, O-W-W,
you scrambled
ow
it.
Factor?
Ooh,
yeah, I don't know. Now that I think about it, I'm out on all these acts. I don't want to see any of this. In 2018.
Well, if your Eagles are in the Super Bowl, I guaranteed you are not going to miss a second of the halftime
I
show.
Think the low point was 2018. Coldplay supposedly performed, but they brought out Beyonce and Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson was doing something up there. It was just a complete
Wait, was
mess.
That,
Remember they were
was
on
that in
all
San
different
Francisco?
Yeah, it was in San Francisco.
I was there.
Remember, they were at all sides of the field,
yeah.
And you couldn't even tell who was singing, and it totally lost all point.
Darius Rucker.
Here's a good one. Katy Perry brought out Missy Elliott. Now, that was fun.
That was cool.
That was something.
All right.
The only thing I remember about
Katy
Perry.
When's the last new music Missy Elliott put out?
Yeah, but Missy Elliott is super
like
cool.
The music
police. I don't know. Missy Elliott was awesome. Maybe
of course. She's awesome. And Missy Elliott and Rihanna are awesome.
The Shark is the only thing I remember from Katy Perry.
It's the only thing anyone remembers.
Who wrote The Line? Was that Katy Perry too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That was weird.
God, Madonna. You're right. Madonna did 2012 in Indianapolis. I thought you were
there.
Talking about something
Giants
from
Giants
like,
win the second one. That was Madonna.
I thought you were talking about like 88 or something. I had no idea. Madonna did another one in 2012.
I was at 08. I think that was Tom Petty. That was Giants' first one over the Patriots.
Marco's nodding yes because he remembers the Giants one.
Madonna brought out 9 other acts with her.
Wait,
oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Marco, can we talk about this for a second? You're wearing your Yankee hat today. Can he just hit the home run already?
It'd be nice. Getting great out of the way. Yeah.
I feel bad because Jeter's talked about this. Other players have talked about when you're on the verge of a milestone, just how difficult it is. The pressure, you got family coming at you, you've got everyone. But man, now they're off to Toronto.
Good. Nobody's going to care. Tremendous.
You think he's going to hit it there?
Probably, yeah. Everybody in the stands. You think anybody cares about him in 61 in Toronto?
Well, people are going to care because that ball's going to be worth like 50 grand. So definitely people are going to care.
I guess, yeah. If they realize it.
I think it's a plus that they got it off the NFL because nothing on a Sunday was going to make a dent. I mean, the lead on every show is going to be NFL.
What if he just cracks it? He's hitting leadoff now, which is like baseball these days is so ridiculous. Aaron Judge hits leadoff. He's hitting leadoff. And because they're the away team now, it's literally, what if it's the first pitch of the game? Cracks it. I could see it.
Like I said, as a fan, get it over with. Get it done. Move on.
Wait, sorry. I'm sorry. One more actor. Do you guys remember in 2004, Jessica Simpson, Janet Jackson, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, and Justin Timberlake took the... Oh, that's a Janet Jackson. Wait, they all these people...
Yeah, remember. That's the one that we all remember.
Wait, but really Jessica Simpson also performed there? And P. Diddy was on stage? And Nelly and Kid Rock were on stage for that? That can't be right.
I mean, my memory only has so much storage, so I only remember the Janet Jackson part. I don't remember who else was on stage.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I totally am just not looking forward to this. They got to really spice it up with a couple more acts.
Jeez, Perloff. Like Hollywood producer over here. Yeah. Like, get me more, more. Not flashy enough.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Freaking Rihanna. She's like amazing.
She hasn't had an album in 6 years. This better be a good album, Maggie, or I'm going to be really disappointed. I'm going to complain the whole time when my Eagles are playing your Bills. I'm like, let's go get food at halftime.
Sad dad in the stands complaining about Rihanna. Oh, it's too on brand.
Honestly, no, I'm telling you, you think I'm sad at Rihanna is definitely. She's just too old for me in this thing. Like, 8 years ago, she had done Rihanna. Let's get something edgier.
Yes, but Tom Petty is the person who we want.
But the NFL said we're never going to do... The NFL said we're
going to... U2. That was the cutting edge band that we wanted.
I was going to say, wasn't Paul McCartney? That wasn't
Paul
that long ago.
Paul McCartney, thank you. No, legend that he is.
They said that we'll never do another old band because they realized they already had the middle-aged
okay,
band.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to say it, but it's not like Dr. Dre's super young. He was doing it last year.
I know.
Snoop Dogg's like almost 50.
How did I forget Super Bowl 25, New Kids on the Block, Disney characters, Warren Moon, and 2,000 children? That was...
What was Warren Moon doing there?
I don't even know. There was something about Small World and Disney, but I'm going back and looking at some of these old ones.
Oh, like, the best one is the ice skating thing. They had ice skaters at one point. Who did it? I know because I interviewed Brian Boitano. We talked about it.
Wait, how did they where'd they get the ice from?
They brought it out like on a float.
I can't get past Warren Moon. What the hell's Warren Moon doing with New Kids on the Block?
Did he drop
that
an album?
Make any sense.
That was the next year.
The
that
Warren
was Gloria
Moon
Estefan,
album?
Olympic figure skaters Brian Boitano and Dorothy Hamill. And the members of the 1980 Olympic hockey team.
Well, there you go.
And don't forget the University of Minnesota marching band. Man, we have come a long way for the halftime show.
We should be on our knees thanking God we get Rihanna. It could have been the Minnesota marching band.
Go Gophers.
Perloff, you should thank your lucky stars.
By the way, okay. You keep putting it on to me. Was anybody excited about Rihanna out there yesterday?
Yes, I was. I'm raising my hand.
Okay, did you guys see anyone besides
Maggie?
She's on
every one of my workout mixes. I love it.
It was a universal... Hey, what happened to Taylor Swift out there? Everybody said that. I don't care.
I think everyone's
going to
get over
it
pretty fast.
Yeah. Okay. This is so exciting. Man, I can't wait. They finally got Rihanna. You call me sad dad for this. Yeah. In 2015, I said, this Rihanna, she's not cool enough for this. Come on. There's nothing sad dad about. Anyway, please go ahead, Marco.
I want Warren Moon to come back now.
Now I'm kind of interested in Warren Moon. See what he's got.
I mean, why not?
I once cut him a line at a Super Bowl party. Still feel bad about that. I didn't know it was him. And if I did, I didn't mean it. Just cut him in line for the bar. I
kind of a big dude. How'd you miss him?
Don't ask. It was the lighting wasn't great. I was a couple drinks in. I didn't mean it. And I didn't like aggressively cut him off. I just like kind of made an aggressive move and I didn't realize Warren Moon was behind me. And as soon as I did, I backed away. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Please go ahead.
Was New Kids on the Block with him?
Yes. And it was Joey and it was Donnie. And it was...
I don't know.
Sorry, I can't help you there.
Jordan, I'm assuming?
Jordan, definitely.
Maybe a Sean?
No, Sean. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Maggie and Perloff. Perloff's going to dry his eyes here, his tears from all of his disappointment about the Super Bowl halftime show. Coming up, we'll give you our picks for tonight's game. Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, more next. Here's a CBS Sports Update with Marco.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nice, Stu. Thinking back of some of our favorite Super Bowl halftime shows that we barely remember. Apparently, New Kids on the Block and Warren Moon made an appearance together. Still looking for the footage. It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question today, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from Jim in Connecticut. More likely that Aaron Judge hits 61 tonight or that the Giants get a win and start the season 3-0. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. What do you think?
It seems like the Giants are favored, right, tonight, and it's in New York, and Dallas has Cooper Rush. So I'm going to lean Giants, although I do not want to. I don't even want to have to pick this game. After what we saw this weekend, is there any doubt that there's going to be some bizarre block punt or a weird fumble or a delay game?
Yeah,
something bizarre is going to happen tonight, right? Isn't it a dangerous game to pick? Whereas Judge, yeah, it feels like Judge is maybe getting a little tight, right, on this number. Just a little. Just a skunch.
I mean, this, I don't know. Can you find me Judge's numbers against Kevin Gausman, who's going to start tonight for the Blue Jays? Yeah, I'm thinking about it here because you can actually bet this right now on DraftKings. So I want to be careful with what I say. I think Judge gets the homer tonight. And yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like first at bat.
Okay.
Just something about the pressure maybe being home at Yankee Stadium. What's the Gausman numbers do?
8 for 22 with 3 homers, yeah. 6 RBI.
Not bad. Yeah, I could see that happening. As far as the Giants-Cowboys tonight, Perloff, as a big fan of the NFC East, as I know you are, because you're always monitoring your Philadelphia Eagles, you know, how do you see this game? Toss it up to you.
Okay, so I would describe this game in two words, total garbage. It's going to be a crap fest. The Giants are going to run Saquon Barkley all game long so Micah Parsons doesn't kill Daniel Jones. And I tell you, I don't want to pick it, but
Over-under is 38.5.
Yeah.
Vegas is agreeing with you that there's not going to be a lot of action here in the red zone.
Honestly, the end of the day, I think Micah Parsons is the deciding factor in this game. I guess my best interest, I'm going to give the Cowboys the edge. It's only a point spread.
Yeah, it's basically point a difference.
It's basically a pick 'em on DraftKings. So I'm going to take the Cowboys, and I think it's a defensive Micah Parsons-led effort, and I think you're going to hear a lot of buzz about Micah Parsons as Defensive Player of the Year.
Is Kayvon Thibodeau playing tonight?
He is playing.
Right? I think maybe you could get a little dual defensive stars maybe headlining this one. I could see that. You know, I have my Dallas Cowboys to make the playoffs bet sitting right here, DraftKings, plus 190. I made it the day that Dak Prescott got hurt, or soon thereafter. So I got to roll with the Cowboys. Let's go to Mike in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been an Eagles fan since the days of Bill Berge. And I'm telling you, one thing I know for sure is that they always find a way to lose. Jalen Hurts can't score in the second half, and he hasn't done it in 2 games in a row. And they're going to get smashed, and it's just the way it is.
By who?
Wait, so who's going to smash him, though?
I think that the Dolphins are going to smash them, and I tell you right now, Dallas is going to beat them.
Well, you're playing Jacksonville this weekend. You're playing Jacksonville next. Do you think Jacksonville is going to beat them?
Well, I'm just saying, I know that Dallas is going to play Philadelphia, and they're going to beat them.
Oh, okay.
And Jacksonville probably will beat them. Who did they beat? They beat 3 teams that can't play.
That's actually not totally untrue. I mean, Washington looked pretty bad.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys blew the doors off of Minnesota. I don't know how you think if Minnesota's a real contender or not, but Minnesota could be in a playoff race. That said it all.
I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think if they get if they get 10 wins, it's going to be lucky.
Mike, appreciate it. Who's the bigger fool's gold, the 3-0 Dolphins or the 3-0 Eagles?
Oh, that is not even, that's not a real poll question.
According to Mike, it is. You know, he thinks they're going to get smashed.
You know who'll be the real fool's gold? If the Giants go to 3-0, that'll be...
That might take a while for other for people outside the New York area to get on board that bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way the early season schedule works, that sometimes you get bad opponents. So, and I think there are a lot of teams that have good records now. I mean, the Bears being 2-1 is the ultimate team. I can't believe they've thrown like 23 passes or something. There's some stat that I think Justin Fields has only completed 23 passes this year. What is going on?
That's modern NFL offense right there.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like they're not even trying. It's such a bizarre season so far. And there's a lot of metrics out. This has been the most parity we've ever had for 3 weeks. And tonight's game, is there any doubt it's going to come down in the last minute?
I mean, I hope so, because I want an exciting game. If there's not going to be a lot of scoring, at least have it be exciting. You know, that was unfortunately, you got a little bit in the fourth quarter last night, but that was the problem with last night's game.
Well, like,
was no scoring and it wasn't exciting.
But there was something fascinating about it. And maybe you'll get that tonight. I think you could get that tonight. There's a lot of interesting players. You know, Micah Parsons, Kayvon Thibodeau, I'll watch for you. Love it.
Okay. Maggie and Perloff, thank you. Mike Samter, Stu Kovacs, Marlo Donahue. Everyone did an excellent job today. Appreciate you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, 855-212-4CBS. We'll see you then. We out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.